KSL's top story this hour. It is warm right now, but the snow is going to be falling this afternoon.
And it can't come soon enough for some people. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage at the KSL Storm Desk, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. Mary?
Amanda, this storm will have an impact on afternoon drive. KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says he thinks it should arrive at 3 o'clock or so.
Warm, windy with clouds as they're heading in. But folks, make sure everybody, including the kids, have got their snow coats prepared, ready to go, because by afternoon, when they're coming back home at 3, we're likely to see some snow falling early this afternoon, all the way through the night into tomorrow. By the end of the day tomorrow, 1 to 3 inches in the northern valleys. And mind you, a lot of that comes earlier this afternoon.
And those benches will get 2 to 4 inches. The northern mountains, close to a foot of snow. Cedar City will get pounded as well. So if you're traveling south, you'll want to leave now or wait till Thursday is over. This is the latest in the year in the last 13 years that we've had a winter weather advisory and winter storm warning. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report, a major winter storm is on the way.
Here's the timing again. By about 3-4 o'clock or so, we will expect the snow to arrive.
There will be accumulation, and it's going to affect your drive this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live at the KSL Storm Desk, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. Mary?
Amanda, we're expecting 1 to 3 inches on the valley floor, up to a foot in the northern mountains by the time this is all said and done tomorrow, even though KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says you may not need a coat right now.
Impacts on the roadways, the parking lots, as you're picking up the kiddos later on today. Real impact here with this storm arriving right when a lot of folks are going to be out and about this afternoon.
Yeah, he says have your kids take their coats to school, because on the way home it should be snowing around 3 or 4. UDOT even warning that I-15 and I-70 corridors should be bad tonight through tomorrow night. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.